Did you get a sense there was still a thrill in travel?
Everything conspires in the modern world to make flying routine, boring, and unexceptional. Nevertheless, I think it remains really pretty quite special. And most people, if you scratch the surface, will kind of recognize it as such. It's not necessarily respectable to look at a Boeing 747 taking off and go, wow, look at that, unbelievable. This seems to belong to the realm of childhood, where we could legitimately be impressed by works of technology. I think this is a terrible downgrading of enthusiasm. The thrill of the airport, it's the opposite of the domestic. Just going there, you instantly feel in touch with the geographical possibility. You look across the airport and you think everybody here will be somewhere else in 3 hours. Nowhere was the airport's charm more concentrated than on the screens placed at intervals across the terminal, which announced, in deliberately workmanlike fonts, the itineraries of aircraft about to take to the skies. These screens implied a feeling of infinite and immediate possibility. They suggested the ease with which we might impulsively approach a ticket desk and, within a few hours, embark for a country where the call to prayer rang out over shuttered whitewashed houses, where we understood nothing of the language and where no one knew our identities. The lack of detail about the destinations served only to stir unfocused images of nostalgia and longing. Tel Aviv, Tripoli, St. Petersburg, Miami, Muscat via Abu Dhabi, Algiers, Grand Cayman via Nassau. All of these destinations promises of alternative lives to which we might appeal at moments of claustrophobia and stagnation.